Diva Kodja, Ishmisher, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Rise with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genres of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. We're picking up new listeners each week, and I'm delighted with it. And we've got quite a number of radio stations now taking the programme and emailing me and talking to me on Facebook. Now, listen, on this week's programme, it's got to be the most mixed Sounds Irish programme I think I've ever presented. There's every type, style and genre on the programme, something that I hope will appeal to you. Let's start with a foot tapper from a good friend of mine who's no longer with us but was always a wonderful musician, fine singer, fine songwriter and fine accordion player. Dermot O'Brien. This is not an Irish tune, by the way. I think it's an old jazz tune way back in the early 1900s, but Dermot does a wonderful job on Whistling Rufus. That for foot tapping, and of course Dermot O'Brien, Whistling Rufus. And I've told you before, it's something I can't do, whistle, and I can't play the accordion either. Well, I used to be able to, but well, my dog objected, so I don't play it anymore. I played on last week's programme a version of this next song, but during the week I was delighted to receive from a very good friend of mine an album by the High Kings. Now the High Kings are a very talented group of Irish musicians travelling round the world singing not only Irish music, but whatever music they do, it's very good. Picture the scene of the man who's left his home in Spansel Hill in County Clare, and he fell asleep and he had a dream. Listen to how the High Kings treat that lovely song, Spansel Hill.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I leapt on board a vision and I followed it with a will, till I gladly came to anchor at the cross of Spansel Hill. And when that duty did commence, we all knelt down in prayer, in hopes for to be ready to climb the golden stair. And when back home we turned, and we danced with the right goodwill, oh, to Martin Moylan's music at the cross of Spansel Hill.
Right, we're moving on and we're going to slow it down. And the lovely voice of Anne Breen, regular listeners will know that I've become a big fan of the aforementioned lady. And this was the first song I ever heard her sing. Now, it wasn't the first song she ever sang, but this one, well, it's a song that I grew up listening to because, well, it was always being sung when I was a youngster in and around our household. It's an old song, and here Anne Breen, and she's saying, "I'll be your sweetheart." Now, you're saying to yourself, hang on a minute, Joe. Anne Breen, I'll Be Your Sweetheart. That's not an Irish song. No, and I just point this out to our new listeners. Our regular listeners will know that the tracks that I play on Sounds Irish are not necessarily Irish songs, but they have some connection with Ireland, and they don't come much more Irish than Anne Breen. The singer could be Irish, the song could have been written by an Irish person, it could be telling us all about some place in Ireland, but it will have some Irish connection. As I said, not necessarily an Irish song. Mentioned a few moments ago about the music that was being played and sung around our household when I was but a youngster. And this was one that came out, I think, somewhere in the 40s. And people wanting to know, how did Ireland get its name? And where did Ireland come from? Well, legend has it, friends, that, well, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day. Listen to Ruby Murray. She's telling you the story. So now you know where Ireland came from. Ruby Murray there, and A Little Bit of Heaven. This next track is rather a long track, so I have to do a little bit of explaining first of all. In the late summer here in Ireland, we have a big festival known as the Rose of Tralee Festival, in which many contestants come from all over the world to contest the Rose of Tralee and to see who will be crowned the Rose of Tralee. And at the end of the summer, it all sort of settles down again and the children go back to school and the autumn comes along. The reason I'm telling you all this is because Mike Denver is going to sing a song. Now, we associate Mike Denver with sort of up-tempo rockabilly numbers, but this is a nice, quiet little number that here he is in Ireland, and the Rose came over from Boston. It was the Boston Rose, and he fell in love with her. And, well, she went back, and he's lonely for her now. Listen to Mike Denver and the Boston Rose. But you have to listen to the lyrics because it fits in with what I've just been saying.
Now the autumn leaves are falling, and the tourists have all gone, and the children, they have all gone back to school. And my life is as it was before. I work 8 hours a day, but the company's still making all the rules. There's a girl in Massachusetts, south of Boston town, she said, and her lovely face is with me all the day. But I met her down in Old Tralee, golden hair upon her head. Well, I took her heart and she stole mine away. So goodbye, my Boston beauty, farewell, my Boston rose. I'll wait for you, I'll think of you, no threat to you I pose. Goodbye, my Boston beauty, farewell, my Boston rose. I wish that you were here, but I know that's the way life goes. There's a song we sang all summer in the bars of Dublin town. I can hear it on the factory radio. And the feelings I remember when I hear that simple tune make me wonder if it really happened so. For we laughed and loved together till the summer days were gone, and she had to fly across the ocean wide. So goodbye, my Boston beauty, until we meet again, and I keep a fire burning deep inside. So goodbye, my Boston beauty, farewell, my Boston rose. I wait for you, I think of you, a friend to you I pose. Goodbye, my Boston beauty, farewell, my Boston rose. I wish that you were here, but I know that's the way life goes. Some nights when I'm drinking and my friends have gathered round, and just for fun someone brings up your name, well, I smile there with the rest of them, but I can't hear a sound. I love you, but to them it's all the same. And I come into my mind, and visions flash across the Emerald Isle. Well, I watch the moon there up above, and I leave this earth behind, and I call to
to you as I go sailing by. So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I'll wait for you, I'll think of you, go thrift to you, I'll pose. So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose.
And I dedicate that to all my listeners on Boston Free Radio, particularly any Rose that might be listening to the programme this week. Now, it's a bit of, well, it's not so much country, but it's sung here by one of Ireland's greatest country singers, and that's Dominic Kirwan. Dominic has a wonderful country and Irish repertoire. In fact, he has a wonderful country music repertoire, but this is not so much a country song. Once again, I'm full of anecdotes this week. I can remember as a child learning this song at school, and we entered in for a singing competition, an inter-school singing competition, and young Joseph Ballard was made, and I insist made, to stand up and sing this as a solo. I can't remember whether I won anything or not, though, but this is a lovely song. It's not done in the style that it's usually done, but here, Dominic Kirwan and Bless This House.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Make it safe by night and day. Bless the walls so firm and stout, keeping want and trouble out. Bless the roof and chimneys tall, let thy peace lie over all. Bless the door, that it may prove ever open to joy and love. Bless the window shining bright, letting God's heavenly light. Bless the heart ablazing there with smoke ascending like a prayer. Bless the people here within, keep them pure and free from sin. Us all, that we may be fit, O Lord, to dwell with Thee. Bless us all, that we one day may dwell, O Lord, with Thee.
Ho, ho, ho! That's Woken the Parrot, I'll tell you. Wonderful singing there from, well, unusual singing as well, from Dominic Kirwan. Now the first of my requests. I have a few requests on this week's programme, and this is for Susan, right? And she said, a couple of months ago, Joe, I heard you on your programme play a lovely song called The Rose of Allendale. Here we're back to roses again. Remember, we had the Boston Rose a few moments ago. I wonder if you could play that again by Mary Black. Of course I could, Susan, and many thanks for the nice things you said about the programme as well. I do my best. And I have the other piece that you asked for on hold for next week. In my book, this is one of the best tracks she ever did. It was one of the earliest tracks she ever did. Now, you may wonder, as this is playing, if this is an Irish song. It's not. So therefore you think, ha ha, Joe, it's a Scottish song. It's not. It's actually an English song. It comes from Northumberland in the northeast of England. But the way Mary puts it across, it's absolutely wonderful. The harmony is good and she sounds as though she's only just left school. She probably had. Here, Mary Black and the Rose of Allendale. For you, Susan, and for all Sounds Irish listeners.
Oh, the sky. No breath came over the sea when Mary left her Highland home and wandered forth with me. All flowers decked the mountainside and fragrance
Sweet Rose of Allendale.
I say every week on the programme, well, it seems I say it every week, we're going to play now a track from the group that started it all. When I say started it all, I mean the ballad craze. Towards the end of the 50s and early 60s, the Clancy Brothers took up the folk scene in America that was being taken up by everybody, and everybody was singing folk music. And then the Clancy Brothers decided, well, we'd sing Irish folk music. And they dressed up in Aran jumpers and they got guitars and they sang. Now, come on, they sang very well. And I was always a great admirer of the Clancy Brothers because I thought there was a bit of, well, I don't know, a bit of finesse, a bit of class about what they did. Now, this is a funny one because this tells the story of young Thady Quill. The aforementioned Mr. Quill was a bit of a lad about town. For rambling or roving, for football or sporting, or drinking black porter as fast as you fill. Yon fine and so jovial as the bald Thady Quill. Here, they can do it better than I can, the Clancy Brothers.
Ye maids of Duhall, o'er anxious for courting, a word of advice I will give unto ye. Proceed to Bantir to the athletic sporting, and hand in your names to the club committee. And never commence any sketch on your programme till the carriage you see flying over the hill. Ride on through the valleys and lands of Kilcorny with our own darling sportsman, the bald Thady Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you fill. In all your days roving, you'll find none so jovial as a muskery sportsman, the bald Thady Quill.
At the great hurling match between Cork and Tipperary, 'twas played in the park on the banks of the Lee. Our own darling lads were afraid of being beaten, so they sent for bald Thady to Ballinagree. He hurled that ball right and left in their faces and showed the Tipperary men action and skill. If he touched on his lines, he would certainly brain them, and the papers were full of the praise of Thady Quill.
For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, for drinking black porter as fast as you'll fill. In all your days roving, you'll find none so jovial as a muskery sportsman, the bald Thady Quill.
At the Cork exhibition there was a fair lady whose fortune exceeded a million or more, but a bad constitution had ruined her completely, and medical treatment had failed o'er and o'er. Our mother says she, sure I know what will aise me and cure this disease which will certainly kill. Give over your doctors and medical treatment, I'd rather one squeeze out of bald Thady Quill.
For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, for drinking black porter as fast as you'd fill. In all your days roving, you'll find none so jovial as a muskery sportsman, the bald Thady Quill.
I'd rather one squeeze out of bald Thady Quill. The Clancy Brothers there. Now we're coming to Louise Morrissey. I'm a big fan of Louise Morrissey's because I think she's a very talented singer. Here she's singing, well, it's not country and Irish, it's country, but they don't come much more Irish than Louise Morrissey. And she's singing a song that was a huge hit for a Canadian folk singer whose name totally escapes me at the moment, but she had a huge hit with this song. And this is Louise Morrissey's interpretation. And once again, this is a little longer than we normally have. The track is, that is, on the programme. But it's too good to fade. The way she does a wonderful treatment of the working man, Louise Morrissey.
Swear to God, if I ever see the sun, It's a working.